Adam, good to see you here at Donington Park for the season launch. You're back again in a BMW, another season. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, can't wait. I think, you know, this season's lined up to be a really good one. I think what with the new regulations come in, and especially with this new car that we've got. Yeah. Say it's a new car, it's the same car, but on the test sessions we've already had so far, you know, it really does feel like a new car. So, yeah, can't wait to get stuck in. You know, the championship in terms of numbers has changed a little bit. You know, it's more, I think, quality over quantity this year. But I think it's going to be a really, really good year and should really mix things up compared to the last couple of years that we've had.
Mm. When you moved to BMW, you said to me one of the big things you were looking forward to was not having to build the hospitality unit yeah. and drive the truck. You could concentrate on your driving. Have you noticed a change in yourself and your approach to your racing?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's, you know, moving to the BSR last year was fantastic. But I think it took me longer to adapt to how WSR do things. You know, being with the family run team for a decade, you know, it felt so much like home, and any change, any small change was different. So making such a big change like that was hard, was difficult to adapt to. And it definitely wasn't my best year last year in terms of results and performance. I think I put far too much pressure on myself. I had a real mid-season slump. But, you know, towards the end of the season, we came back strong. We had some good results. We showed good pace. And this year now, I feel much more at home, much more comfortable, feel really gelled with the team, really part of it. So this year, I think, you know, being at WSR, like you say, just focusing on the driving, I'm feeling really positive this year, feeling really strong, really up for it. And, yeah, can't wait to get going now.
Lots to think about this year in terms of changes to qualifying, the tyre and options for that, and of course the new level of boost on the hybrid, which is the big talking point for everybody.
Yeah, I had my first go at it at Croft last week at the official test, and yeah, unlike last year, you can actually feel it now when you press the button, which is nice. And the strangest thing was that when I first pressed it and then you come off the boost, you feel like you've got a problem because the car kind of stops a little bit and you think, oh, something's happened there. But you just realise you've come off the button. But that should really mix things up. You know, when someone has got, you know, the additional laps and the boost to someone who hasn't, you know, that is going to make things difficult and really change the results around. So hopefully, you know, the last couple of years, you know, we know where we've all been in terms of the hybrid and the kind of procession for the first two races. Yeah. But I think this year is lining up to be something quite special in terms of the racing and the unpredictability, which is what all touring cars is all about.
Mm. Everybody seems to be saying that the big discussions are about strategy.
Yes.
For this year, yeah. Things are going to change dramatically. And it was pointed out to me that on a short lap like Brands Hatch Indy, where front to the back of the grid is half a second,
yeah,
and the hybrid might give you that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to really throw a spanner in the works.
It is. It's going to be difficult. And, you know, we've not touched on the fact that in race two, you have to use the hardest compound tyre. I think if you finish inside the top 10, is it?
Yes.
I think something
yeah,
like
think
that.
So
you're going to have no hybrid or less hybrid. You're going to have a harder compound tyre on, which is, again, 2-3 tenths slower than the softer compound tyre. So it's going to be, I think, really exciting. I do. I think this year, I know there's been a lot of stuff in the press about the numbers coming down, but, you know, I really do think this year's got the potential for being one of the best years of racing we've seen in touring cars for some time. So, and I'm very happy to be part of it. And honestly, I just can't wait to get stuck in and hopefully be at the forefront of it.
Well, interesting you should say that, because I'm obviously chatting to all the drivers today, and there are people who are new coming into the series and those who are still in their development period.
Yeah.
But there feels to me like the biggest group of drivers this year
yeah.
who are all saying, I'm here to win it this year.
Yeah.
They really genuinely feel they've got a good chance.
Well, I think if you come into a championship not believing that, you're already on the back foot. And, you know, I've been doing this now a long time, and every year I step into this championship, I come here to win it, and I come here to be competitive and score points and podiums and wins. And I feel like this year, over the winter, with what WSR have done in terms of the development of the car, the engine, the new regs, the boost, I think we're in for a good year, and I feel really revved up for this year. I think the BMW is going to be really strong. We've struggled the last couple of years against the front-wheel drives in terms of performance. But I think this year, you know, that sort of momentum might come back towards us a little bit. But yeah, no, I'm fully revved up and feeling good.
Mm. There's always the constant debate, discussion, argument about whether front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive has an advantage, isn't it? Dick Bennett, I think, once said to me that he would like all the cars to be rear-wheel drive and it would be a level playing field. It possibly evens itself out over the season. Do you think the changes that are coming in are going to benefit one or the other?
No, I don't think so. I think the qualifying could be tricky potentially for rear-wheel drives if we're in you know, the start and the end of the season when the temperature's a bit colder, the track might be slightly damp. You know, it is more difficult for rear-wheel drives to warm their tyres up. Yeah. So in those short qualifying 10-minute periods, you know, front-wheel drives can come in and do a cross from front to rear and they've got temperature in, where for us we have to just go round and round and round until we get the temperature up. So that might be a small disadvantage to the rear-wheel drives, but you know, I think the way Toker and Alan has worked these regulations, I think it favours everyone in both attack and defence. So it should work out for everyone. And I think at some point you're going to find yourself on the better tyre with loads of hybrid, and at some point you're going to find yourself on the worst tyre with no hybrid. So you just have to manage the situation the best you can and try and take as many points as you can.
Yeah, I think some of the drivers said to me about the hybrid as well, that they think it's the hybrid that they thought they were promised originally has finally arrived.
Yeah, I do remember that first year we had the hybrid and I pressed the button and I felt fairly underwhelmed when I pressed it. But now you definitely notice it.
Yeah. I hope you have a good season, Adam.
Thank you very much.
Lots of the people in the paddock I've talked to over the years, it almost feels like it could be a good year for you and that you deserve it. You've certainly paid your dues. So,
thank you.
How's the family?
They're all well, thank you. Yeah, it's...
Enormous family. It all sort of comes in one go.
Yeah, I know. It's everyone's always said to me, you know, enjoy it as much as you can because it goes so quick. And, you know, I've now got a four-year-old and the twins are two, so... It's added 10 years to me, but no, it's amazing. They're all happy and healthy, so couldn't be happier.
Fantastic. That's good to hear. Just before you go, we know we like to have a bit of fun at this time of the year before the season gets underway. So I've got five secret questions.
Oh, God. Here
trick
we go.
Trick curveball questions, numbered 1 to 5. Choose two numbers between 1 and 5.
3 and 4.
3. Which driver, living or dead, would you like to most race against?
Colin McRae.
Ooh, nice choice. He was something, wasn't he?
He was my hero growing up. I grew up watching my dad rally, so I was always into rallying when I was a young lad. And Colin McRae was just a hero. You know, if in doubt, flat out, that was him.
If in doubt, flat out, of course. Brilliant. And what was your other number? 4, was it, or 5?
4.
4. Which would you prefer to be, rich or famous?
Rich. Rich.
You're in good company. Everybody said the same.
Yeah, I don't like the TV. I don't like the cameras. That's not for me. Yeah.
But signing the autographs is nice on the pit walkabout, isn't it? That recognition's nice. But,
that's enough for me.
I wonder if that's fame or infamy.
I'll just take the money and go. You won't see me again.
Fantastic. Have a great season, Adam.
Thank you very much. Cheers.